Good morning. The volcano on La Palma has forced authorities to evacuate another village in the path of lava gushing towards the sea. The evacuation of El Paso was ordered after lava started spewing from a new crack in the Cumbre Vieja volcano. More than 6,000 people have fled from the lava that has buried hundreds of homes since the eruption began on Sunday. Four earthquakes hit the island shortly after a new eruption vent opened. By yesterday afternoon, the largest of the lava flows had entered the town of Todoque, travelling at around 200 metres an hour. Families raced to save what they could from their homes in a two-hour window granted by emergency workers. Regional leader Angel Victor Torres said emergency services were powerless to stop the lava's inexorable advance to the sea. In the meantime, the lava continues to spill down the volcano's western flank, destroying everything in its path. Earlier, the EU's Copernicus satellite service estimated that the lava had covered some 103 hectares and destroyed 166 houses. The mayor of El Paso, Sergio Rodriguez, said as many as 300 homes had been destroyed by the lava so far. The Cabinet, at its meeting yesterday, declared the areas affected by the Sierra Bermeja forest fire as a zone seriously affected by a civil protection emergency. The President of the Andalusia Regional Government, Juanma Moreno, had requested this from central government last Friday during his visit to the affected area. The fire destroyed almost 10,000 hectares and damaged 54 farms and 110 kilometres of streams and riverbeds. It also claimed the life of a firefighter. The aid will help cover personal losses, infrastructure, as well as crops and farms, industrial estates and other production facilities. Despite not having a definitive estimate of the damage caused, the government has promised funding to restore the population's living conditions and achieve the full restoration of essential public services. The bodies of eight migrants, including three women and a child, have washed up on the Almeria beaches over the last 2 days. Between Sunday and yesterday morning, the bodies were found along the shore. They were said to have come from one or more migrant boats. The Almeria authorities said they were found along a 20-kilometre stretch of coastline. The Guardia Civil are investigating. The boats had likely set off from Morocco or Algeria across the western Mediterranean in the hope of reaching Europe. The International Organisation for Migration said at least 238 have died en route since the start of the year. And a Ukrainian woman who fell into the sea whilst trying to take a selfie has died in hospital after suffering multiple injuries. She was taking a photo at the Castel de Benidorm. According to reports from both Spain and the Ukraine, Evgenia Filipets fell some 30 metres off the tourist viewpoint whilst trying to get the perfect photograph. According to an eyewitness report, she lost her balance and fell, hitting rocks before ending up in the sea. The 26-year-old had had a successful media career in the Ukraine. Her Instagram profile has many photographs of her with local celebrities. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.